Uncle Benjamin, who lived right close to us, had the most marvelous memory of any man I ever seen in my life. Never seen a man could remember so much, no matter what happened, anytime, any place. He knew all about it. One day, sitting down out on his porch, and I asked him how he come to have such a memory, and he told us this. Says, well, you see, my great-great-grandfather had the most marvelous memory of any man in the state of Kentucky. And the colonel who owned him used to carry him with him to court and put him in a chair back of him. And he would remember so good that 6 months, a year after that time, he could ask him, what did so-and-so say, Sam? Sam could tell it. That's how I come to have my memory. Why, I says, don't you know that my great-great-grandfather has such a marvelous memory that they had a fuss over him? The devil comes to his master and says, Colonel, says, I want that coon. Master says, well, I'm very sorry, but you can't have him. Because I ain't got nobody to help me out. I ain't got nobody to write my reports, nothing, and I have to depend on him all the time. They argued for over an hour about it. At the finish of the argument was, Colonel says, well, if you can get Sam where he don't remember, why take him? Well, sir, of course, you know, Sam didn't have nothing to do around the plantation. He was one of the favored few. Just go out every morning and rake the dead leaves off of the lawn where the gentle zephyrs had blowed them the evening before. He was out raking the leaves off the lawn one morning, and all of a sudden the devil appeared before him, sudden, like that, in the guise of a man. And Sam said, do you like eggs? Sam looked at him for a minute, said, yes, sir. And the devil was gone. Well, let me see now, that was 10 years before the war. Well, after the war, let me see, well, about 20 years after the war. Why, Uncle Samuel was out plowing in a little field that he had, that the colonel had given him so he'd take care of his family. He's out plowing amongst his corn on this morning. Now, I remember now, this is 30 years since the war. While he's plowing along, singing his favorite hymn, didn't the walls of Jericho fall when the bugle sounded? Didn't the walls of Jericho, didn't the walls of Jericho, get up, look at it. Didn't the walls of Jericho fall when the bugle sounded? And just like that, the devil appeared before him again and said, how? Uncle Sam said, fried.